You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the biggest areas that I think there's a ton of potential, and like, newsflash, if you're interested in business ideas, I have a great business idea for someone listening to this podcast. Actually, a ton of people could do this. But it's all about AI model benchmarking. So there's some really interesting new news coming out this week that essentially people are using Super Mario to benchmark AI right now. And I'll tell you why I think there's a lot of opportunities and why this is really interesting. Also, there's like a lot of drama about OpenAI bribing benchmarks, crazy allegations. We'll get into all of that. Before we do, I wanted to mention that if you have ever wanted to grow your business or career with AI tools, you need to be a member of the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, Jamie and I, we break down an exclusive video where we don't post it anywhere else except for in the school community. We have dozens and dozens in there, and they cover a number of things. One of them is exactly how much money we make from our different side hustles. I find this is really useful. I would try to be as transparent as possible. What AI tools we're using for those side hustles or businesses, how much they're actually generating, what our costs are. We break it all down. And the other thing is what tools exactly we're using. We have demos of those tools. We show how we're using them, because sometimes I hear people say like, oh, you got to try like, you know, Perplexity, or you got to try 11 Labs, or you got to try Google ML. And it's like, okay, but like how, like what are the tips? What are the tricks? And Jamie and I are using all these things all the time. So everything that we have found that's really useful, we break all of that down. And then the third thing is the exact side hustles and exact ways we're making money. We break all of that down. We're going to share it in a while. It says $19 a month. In the past, we've had it at $100. It is currently discounted. And if you lock it in at $100 or at $19 a month, even if we raise the price of this in the future, it won't be raised on you. So we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. Over 300 members that are all sharing incredible insights. You can chat with all of them, send them messages, post your questions, get replies. It's a fantastic community. In any case, let's get over to this the latest benchmarking that is happening with AI with Super Mario. Jamie, tell us what's happening in the benchmark world.
Yeah, so if you're like me, you know, there's so many different AI models out there and they're all releasing all these new features all the time. It's hard to keep track of, you know, which model is best for my use case, whether it's, you know, whether you're doing research for, you know, your paper, or you're, you know, trying to get a robot to do a certain function, you're going to want to know which model is best for your use case. Well, this is a really great example of that. People are now using Super Mario, a benchmark tool for AI tools. So basically they gave Anthropic's Claude, Google's Gemini, and OpenAI ChatGPT 4.0 a chance to work their way through Super Mario. And Claude 3.7 Sonnet actually performed the best. So, and they have little screen grabs here. If you're watching, you can see just how the, each model moved through the game. But if you think about Super Mario, it's a pretty complex, you know, thing that you're doing. If you're playing the game, you have to have your timing down right to jump on the mushroom guys or to hit the blocks. And there's a lot of different like techniques that you have to learn. So it is kind of like a reasoning technique, you know, to be able to play a video game. So it's interesting that, you know, ChatGPT 4.0 actually performed the worst, even though some of their benchmarks, if you look at, you know, on paper, are a lot better than Claude. And, you know, me, I would call myself more of a normal person. I'm not super techie. So when it comes to like reading through some of these benchmarks and it says, well, this has, you know, 17 billion parameters, and that doesn't really mean anything to me, but I want to know, can it serve my use case? And so that's kind of what this this kind of silly article is all about.
Yeah, no, I think this is really interesting. Okay, so many thoughts here. And I think there's actually a lot of opportunities. The first thing is, this is funny that we're doing Super Mario, because it wasn't that long ago, back February 25th, there was an article that Anthropic's Claude their AI was playing Pokemon on Twitch slowly. They just had like this live stream on Twitch where they were playing it and people were like watching it. And it was like impressive. It was kind of them showing off how good it was at playing Pokemon. Okay, so this was kind of the start. And then we started having people be like, okay, well, what other video games can they play? What was interesting is their new, it's kind of like, that was kind of a way to show how good it was. Now we're actually benchmarking it against others. So the results were that the newest version, Claude 3.7, was the best. It was better than their previous version, 3.5. But both of those versions were better than Google Gemini 1.5 Pro and also OpenAI's GPT. Like, so it's really interesting because it's like GPT-4.0 and OpenAI can be like, hey, we're better at like the Lizmus math score stat calculator benchmark, whatever, you know, random thing. And they're like, okay, but we can play Super Mario better. And so it's like, and people are like, okay, well, Super Mario's not super like important. Like, I need it to do this like math benchmark. But it's like, benchmarks are so arbitrary, I feel like. And sometimes people literally make benchmarks just for AI models to like prove how smart they are. But it's like, I feel like if you have it doing a real world task, like a video game, or I don't know, if you give it real world tasks and challenges that people actually have to face on a regular basis and it's good at that, I honestly, I would put heavier weight on that because I'm like, it's more valuable. Okay, this brings up my business idea and I want to pitch this to you, Jamie. You tell me what you think about this business idea. OpenAI recently awarded like $1 million to one of these benchmark companies. And by the way, people have like called foul on this because they say that OpenAI like bribes benchmark companies to say that they're doing good. They give them access to the data, like to tell them how good the model's doing before it's all publicly available. So there's like this drama with it. It's all alleged. Like, I'm not, you know, putting any accusations out there. Don't sue me, OpenAI. But like, there's some alleged accusations there around that. The point is, though, these AI models truly do need benchmarks that are like good ways to determine how good the models are. And people that are coming up with novel ideas, like I've seen, they're getting like $1 million award grants for like kind of coming up with some of these ideas, proving that different AI models are better and better, and also like, quote unquote, proving how we know we've reached AGI, right? It's just kind of funny. My business idea that I proposed to you, Jamie, and anyone listening, I think someone should do this, is to start AI model benchmark companies where you come up with different tests. Maybe it's you know, your benchmark takes like the 10 most popular video games and makes them all play the 10 most popular video games. Or you get like a special type of, like, the one that was really interesting to me was when the last OpenAI, the ChatGPT like 03 model came out. They had this random benchmark I'd never heard before. We were supposed to test if you had reached AGI, and they had these really complex, like weird questions that, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't actually even good at answering them. So like, and there's all these like really pro engineers that were like answering them like they're no problem. Maybe I'm dumb, I don't know. But anyways, I think that there's really creative ways to test these AI models. And they're evidently getting millions of dollars in grant funding and stuff. So I think a great business idea is to make AI model benchmarks, test AI models, publish the data, and then try to get grants from some of the top companies to essentially use it, especially if you can publish the data and say like who's winning. You have like a scoreboard pretty much.
I think it's a great idea, especially if you can come up with like this kind of a almost a viral way to test different AI. Like, you're going to get your name out there, and yeah, you could get grants, or even, you know, my mind goes to the whole which we talk a lot about in our school community, and that is becoming an AI consultant. So basically being able to figure out through these different models and different tests which AI will suit the customer best, you know. So I feel like that could be another way you take it.
Yep, 100%. I think this is a fantastic business idea. There's so much to it. I think this is really interesting, this whole benchmark that they recently did. In the whole post talking about it, this is what they said, which I thought was funny. Quote, "I don't really know what AI metrics to look at right now. TLDR, my reaction is that I don't really know how good these models are right now." So he's literally just giving it, you know, Mario to check it out. Obviously, Andre Carpathy, who is a legend in the AI space, said that, you know, and he's also a research scientist, founding member of OpenAI, said that we have, quote, a evaluation crisis. The valuation crisis, this is like a whole drama that I've been following on Twitter a lot lately, is like when the new models come out, they say that they're better at some benchmarks. They don't show all the benchmarks. There's like 100 different benchmark companies and they only want to cherry pick the ones that they're the best at. And you get these new models and you'll have like some sort of like AI influencer, a Jamie, as it were, to go out and say like, I love this one. It's absolutely better. Like the new Claude 3.7 is so much better than, you know, X, Y, and Z from Grok or OpenAI or whoever else. And then other people are testing it and they're like, yeah, no, like it feels like it's pretty much the same to me. And it's like, well, you need like a refined taste. And people are like, do we trust our own like results in our own eyes, or do we just have to trust these random influencers that apparently have like a refined taste? And people are like, it's like fine wine. And I'm like, in my opinion, if the difference between the models is like fine wine, being able to tell the difference, it probably isn't that much better. And we're not getting leaps and bounds better. So I don't know. I think it's funny, but I do think that it's definitely a time where coming up with better benchmarks is very valuable. These AI companies really want them, especially some of the times that it's really incremental, small improvements. And it's maybe not so obvious or easy to see because maybe it's not just English. There's like other like reasoning or math or logic or things that you might not be testing all the time. So I think this is a great business. I hope someone that's listening to this takes it up. And if you do, let me know. If you're working on a new benchmark for an AI model, let us know. We'd love to hear about it. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening to the podcast today. Make sure to check out the AI Hustle School community if you are not a member already. We would love to have you join, and we hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.